I think it's been intellectually extremely stimulating. I think that speaking in terms of the broad task and the enormous ones that have been discussed here, it's been an excellent beginning. To a considerable degree, it perhaps may be the only meeting of this particular kind that Philadelphia Society ever holds, because it has been a clearing of ground, a beginning meeting which has cleared ground, which has tended, I think, to a considerable degree to indicate problems and the kind of problems that have to be worked. And I do think that while there's been disagreement, there has been a fairly general agreement on a number of questions. And by and large, despite a certain amount of disagreement, I think it has proved in the very course of the discussion, that we have in a very real sense, as Eliseo Vivas said, everything to do. And here's where I wanted to refer to what Professor Kirk said about the dangers of ideology. I would say, and a question asked of him here, I would say that it would be precisely if we rested on our oars, or if we took the attitude one or two persons here have raised, that we know what we're for, now let's just go out and do it and get it done. If we considered that we had already achieved a whole program, all we have to do is to bring it into action, that we would be falling into an ideology. That's just what an ideology is. That's taking a complex, difficult world in which things are constantly in motion, in which tradition, prejudice, reason are all affecting us, and saying, oh no, brush that all aside. A, B, C, D, bang, shoot. I mean, that is essentially the characteristic of an ideologist, and I believe the emphasis here on the enormous amount that has to be done and has to keep on being done is the best defense against ideologization that we can possibly have. I can also say that I think another aspect of the meeting has been stated very sharply by Warren Nutter. And I'm in complete agreement, and I think I would feel from the discussion that most persons are that all levels of activity and thought have to go on at once. It isn't a question, as someone put it last night, criticizing something that I or someone else had said, of retiring into a closet and philosophizing and then coming out after 75 years and getting to work. It's a question of action, of programmatic developments of the kind Professor Stigler spoke about, of the philosophical endeavor which Professor Vivas spoke about, all going on at once. I think, if nothing else, the whole way in which things have gone, we haven't proved anything, and nobody has set out here, I think, in a sense, to prove anything, has certainly proved to me the value of discussion, the value of the existence of some spot in the conservative movement which exists purely for the sake of discussion, for cross-checking, for cross-stimulation, for cross-fertilization of ideas, for moving forward. I think, as I said earlier, that future meetings will not perhaps have this general spread, that it may be very wise to take one or two of the dozens of questions, specific questions that have been raised here, both on the philosophical and the programmatic level, and devote an entire session to one or two of those questions and really begin, not to hope again to solve it, but to encourage people to work hard on bringing views forward, to get a clash of views about these questions and to move on. This is how I would envisage future meetings at any rate. The fact of the matter is, we are as a movement held together by opposition to a palpable, empirically horrible development in the world, which takes the various forms of communism, fascism, socialism, American welfare liberalism, an attack upon the whole development which is, I have called Western civilization, others have used other phrases for. We're held together by our opposition to that and by a few very general propositions. But, and this impressed me enormously here, and I think any of you who have had experience with scholarly meetings will know what I mean, but we are able to talk in English, not in jargon, in words which have meaning and do not have that that a strange jargonese which hides a lack of thought which has been so characteristic of our age in most of the scholarly disciplines, particularly in the social sciences. We're able to do this. We can talk to each other. We can, to some degree, understand each other. But I cannot emphasize too much that we have proved ourselves here what several of us have been saying, that we are actually only at the beginning of an immense endeavor. I tend to disagree a little bit with Warren Nutter. I think his pessimism was overdone. Not only, it isn't exactly a numbers game of how many people there are in the Academy, I think that the readiness of what one might roughly call the conservative libertarian academic community to move forward, its the depth of its thought, its readiness to keep moving is much, much greater. I think qualitatively enormous amount has been done in the past few years. And I do think we should pay some attention to what Professor Kirk says on the optimistic side, because these are all signs of a greater maturity, essentially. And one other point, and I ask those of you of my age and a little younger to look around this room. The most encouraging point, without doubt or question, is the very large number of persons in this room and scattered around the country in the universities and elsewhere, aged from 18 to 25. This is the really phenomenal thing, because the endeavor that Eliseo Vivas called us to will come to its climax someday with a Plato or an Augustine, or Thomas. But none of these people arose out of a void. They arose out of a long discussion, a dialogue, a process in which hundreds of persons were involved. And I think that what has been going on in the universities as far as the conservative movement is concerned, what is reflected by the attendance of university students, graduate students, young instructors here, is that we are beginning to get a core of such persons. I repeat that I hope we can take up at our next meetings, one by one, a number of the 20 or 30 specific problems that have been raised here. And I would hope, and this I would hope on the basis of the experience of these few days as well as of general optimism, that the existence of the Philadelphia Society will, if I may be permitted the phrase, serve one great function apart from its usefulness to its own members, and that is to raise the sights of the conservative movement. Job in bringing this society together and bringing this meeting together, Donald Lipson.